Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Funny to you that you almost skip laughing and you just start crying? Because I'm about there right now. We're all freaks on the inside.
An acquired taste.
Yeah, we're good.
Hi.
Hey.
Third time's a charm, right,
yes.
Folks?
Yes, we're here in Blanket Studio.
Yes.
Named after Michael Jackson's son, Blanket.
Absolutely.
And this is our third attempt to do this. It's Friday, but we're here.
Do you guys want to say what actually happened the last 2 days? Because we are accountable.
Yeah, so the first day, Wednesday, you guys came over to Blanket Studio and
wait, can we pause for a second?
Sure.
Certainly. Oh, also, we're not cursing because I can't bleep easily.
No problem.
This studio is named after Michael Jackson's son, Blanket, I think it's only fair that our next studio be in Paris after Michael Jackson's daughter, Paris.
I think this
absolutely
is a fair thing.
Okay, sorry, continue.
We're nothing if not reasonable, yes. You know, so that's okay.
So the first day we were going to record and then we realized that the computer would not run without being plugged into an outlet.
It's just this weird thing that people really should teach you about when you get into, any kind of IT work.
It's like showing up to a multiple choice test in college where you have to have a number two pencil. And you have like a number 2.5.
Oh,
right. Well, no, here's the thing. I have two laptops that are two different models and they work with the same charger. So I'm like, okay, everything works with everything. And then I showed up and I'm like, your charger doesn't fit. And Bethany's like, yeah, it's a new laptop.
Yeah.
Well, no one told me they changed that.
Apple is amazing and they changed the outlet for the newer laptop. So we didn't have a power cord, so we couldn't do it.
Nope.
And then yesterday, we gathered at Blanket Studio and
which is the day known as Dance Video Day.
Yes, and there was a key piece of equipment that I assumed, Sam, you had taken home with you because it wasn't here, and Sam, you assumed I had it because it wasn't there.
Yeah, because I left it here. And I have no, I think it was just, it's with missing socks.
It's gone. I scoured my house yesterday to the point where, like, I went through things. I found a VIP gift card from 2012, and I found nothing.
Don't know.
As far as the cord. So we don't know where it went. So we're here today.
Oh, but you know, we don't know where it went, but there's this foreign object that I put. Never mind.
Also, on an unrelated note, Neil, we hope you feel better.
Yeah. you can see the device in our previous dance video that we made.
Yeah, that's kind of now officially a piece of evidence. Like, that video needs to be put in a Ziploc baggie because that was the last time it was seen, was the video we posted last week.
We were actually using it as evidence going, okay, so the last time we saw this equipment, it was in this video.
We blew it up on a giant Sharpie board and circled it.
In my house, I had red string leading from place to place to place. Like, last seen here.
The cats were having a field day.
Yeah, acquired here. By the way, if you hear thuds in the background, the kittens are playing.
Oh, good. That's a good sign, right?
Yeah, I think
good.
So. I hope
okay.
So.
So this week's topic I'm really excited about, and Kathleen came up with something really awesome, and what's more than that is it's super valuable. Did you just blank?
No, my phone made a beep, and I don't know how to turn the sound off on my new phone because the case has like a broken button. So, okay, so should I just throw my phone across the... I don't know. Okay.
Throw it across the pillow fort.
This is like when you're in a job interview and you get like a text message from your friend. It's like a meme of a naked man and you're like, oh.
I'm so sorry. Mm. My friends are idiots.
Okay. So the topic this week is dating. Okay. Guys, I'm going to see my brother. He lives in Virginia. I'm going to see him for Easter next week. And his best friend called me up and said, you have to make him dating profiles.
Why?
Has to start dating.
Why?
My brother needs a life partner.
Why?
He does. And he wants one.
Okay.
He's just...
Yeah, let's lead with that next.
Yeah,
time.
No, he wants one. I'm not forcing anything upon him. But he's just really incredibly shy. And dating gives him anxiety. Yeah. And it's hard for him to meet people. And he's so kind and sensitive and sweet. And he would be an amazing catch for anybody. But... there's just something in him and he doesn't like to go out and actually physically meet people.
He needs help. Okay. So you're thinking dating profile.
I need to make it for him, but I'm wondering if I can get a little bit of insight into what's going on in his mind by picking Bethany's brain.
Oh no.
Yeah. Do you know all about Kathleen's brother?
I am the worst person to go. Oh, you're wondering like why he doesn't want to date.
Yeah.
Oh.
Why don't you want to date?
Because clearly everyone doesn't want to date for only one reason.
Right. Well, no. Yes.
But I see what you're saying because I'm probably the only other person you know who does not want to date.
Yes.
This is okay. So and it's so funny because you're literally the third person this week who knows me really well. Who has asked me why I haven't started dating again.
Yeah.
So it's interesting. So I guess I'm supposed to want to date?
Okay.
I don't know. That's different. I don't think you're supposed to want to date. I think maybe the majority of people think that you're supposed to want to date. So they just take that for granted. Like that's supposed to be granted. They take it for a stone.
Yeah.
So they think it should just be a surface thing. But I don't think you're supposed to want to date. But he does.
Yeah.
So that's different.
Hmm. Okay. So there's a couple of reasons that I don't date.
Okay.
One of them is more recent. So one of them is because, like, so being in radio, especially the kind of radio that I was in and you are in, like, so being on air, you're expected to, like, be yourself for 4 hours and talk about yourself. And so that's a lot of personal stuff that you're giving out. And even if you kind of want to have a wall up, you still are, like, being yourself and giving your opinions for 4 hours every day. And I was never actually a radio person. Like, there are radio people and non-radio people. And radio people are, like, this super special breed where they have the ability to be really open and, like, potentially embarrass themselves and be so confident about it and like love it. Like Sam, you're a radio person. You're willing to like share the stuff on air that like could be potentially embarrassing.
Yeah, it's proven to be.
Yeah. And those people are amazing and special. I've never been one of those people. And so it was always really hard for me to like share the kind of the embarrassing or whatever stuff. So after coming off of a career of doing that, I don't love the idea of going on a date and having to share more about myself and be like, and have to make that small talk of like, where are you from? How many sisters do you have? Like, do you love your parents? Do you have a dog? Because I just am like so closely clutching that information to my chest. I just want to be surrounded by like my inner circle right now. So that's like the more recent. But like, I just feel like so many people in the dating world were not raised right.
Aww.
Like, how many people have you met who like don't know to hold the door open or don't know to like to thank the server or are mean to the server or don't leave a tip or like, and I just feel like the pool of potential dates is just a bunch. You have to weed through all of the people whose parents like didn't do a good job.
Yeah.
And that's a lot of time. And like, I think that, you know, your brother is probably, did he get his heart broken at all?
Yeah. Yeah, he did when he was much younger.
And I wonder if it's also too, like, it just takes effort.
Yeah.
It does.
And sometimes you just don't want to put that effort in.
It's like what I learned from therapy. Hey, Christine.
Shut up.
From therapy is people are, and I'm not going to use the word afraid, although that applied to me in my situation, but people are hesitant or afraid, whatever, to do something when, like, let's say where I'm holding my hand right now is the level of reward. If the level of pain or disappointment or stress or any negative, you know, thing you could think of is higher than whatever that reward is. So she goes, you lock up when you're afraid of something because you know that if you get to the bad part where you're afraid of being, it's higher than where the payoff is. So odds are it's not going to get there, but blank. So I feel like this is different. The word's not afraid, but like all of the crap that you are going to have to muddle through is so bad that you're like, screw it.
Because, because I think you nailed it. Because even if you, like, find somebody who knows to be kind to the server and knows to hold a door open and is funny and isn't racist or homophobic or, like, secretly in a, like, some sort of religious cult that they're trying to convert you to.
Totally.
Like, even if you find that
I actually
person.
Dated somebody that was an issue once, but really? Yeah,
did
in
she
college.
Ask you to let her touch your skin? Yeah.
But like, even after that, you know, you don't know they're secretly a cheater. So then 6 months in, all of a sudden they cheat on you and all of that has to start over. And it just seems like, it's like I could rob this bank that just opened. And so they have like $2,000 in their drawer. But if I get caught, I'll go to jail for 2 years. Like $2,000 versus 2 years. Not worth it.
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of where I think my head is at.
Interesting.
I think that you, Kathleen, accidentally turned this into an explanation of Bethany's dating life. And I love it.
I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry.
That was
I
actually
feel closer
the whole point.
To you. I feel psych. Kathleen doesn't even have a brother.
No, I don't.
But like to bring it back to your fake brother, like part of it might just be it's overwhelming to think about like filling out all of those. It's like filing your taxes to start dating apps and profiles. So maybe if you do that for him, it might help.
So I think I'm gonna like secretly take some glamour shots of him this week, like when I'm over his house.
Like, can you drink this cup of coffee super slowly? Yeah, like trust me.
Ask him to look out the window at something and then take that like B-roll shot of him on Dateline.
Be like
thinking about things.
Oh, let's go hiking to this really sunny mountain. Will you just stand there for 1 second? I'm gonna call mom from over here. Here, and then I'm just snapping photos of him.
Look, an eagle, and he looks like up.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll Photoshop one in later. I mean, I'm sure it's there.
Now, he's really sensitive about me having input on his dating life. Mm. And I understand why. He and I are in a situation where my brother is my best friend.
Oh, like
some might say abnormally close. And we're only 15 months apart. So we were just one grade, you know, in front of and back of the other.
You had a big part of his childhood,
and
too.
And I cared for my brother a lot. Like, one of the nicest things my parents ever said to me was, you had a big part in raising your brother.
Aww.
And that is something I will never forget my parents saying, because I'm the classic older sister.
Yeah.
I want to do everything for him,
yeah,
including date for him. and the last relationship he was in, she wasn't my cup of tea. And I have to come to the realization that he may fall in love and be a perfect life partner for somebody who's not going to be my best friend.
Always possibility. Oh, crap, that sucks. All right.
Question.
Yes.
Do you want to help him date because you want him to be happy, or do you want to help him date because you want to make sure he ends up with someone that you like?
I want to help him date because I want him to be happy.
Okay, good.
Because when he and I talk about the future and we talk about our hopes and dreams, a lot of it comes back to us with our families, with our spouses and our children in my parents' house during the holidays. And we're all together in this home that he and I dearly love. And also, I want his wife to be my best friend.
Yes.
Because I'm so selfish. Well, no. I want her to like the things that I like.
I don't think that's selfish, because it's happened. Like, it makes sense. When someone gets married, that person becomes there on that same level.
Yes.
As them. So, you're in a relationship. It's obviously not as big of a commitment. And I've heard horror stories. I know of horror stories where people don't talk anymore. And it starts with, my sister's husband, or my brother's husband, or whatever it is. It doesn't.
Yeah.
So I don't think that's selfish, and I don't think that's necessarily you wanting to help him date so you can be happy. It's like a package deal. I can't see to draw a line between, because even if he was so in love with the person, it wouldn't make him happy if somewhere he lives in a world where his wife does not get along very well with his sister.
I know
that would make him a very different but kind of truly miserable human.
Yeah, it can ruin the whole dynamic of the family.
It really can.
It's really crazy. I was just talking to somebody who no longer speaks to a sibling because the sibling's wife was so cruel and so mean over a period of time, and the sibling never jumped in to protect my friend or whatever. So like the brother don't speak anymore.
That's heartbreaking.
Yeah, that really.
So I see that.
Yeah, that truly breaks my heart. I'm on a mission. I'm gonna have fun on these dating apps.
I say you definitely make a dating app. I'm trying to do that for my roommate. She won't let me. But the right dating app for her is Bumble. It's not as much for your brother because your brother's a brother and not a sister. But I want to make her one. And she said no, so I want to do it anyway. Maybe I'll use a fake name. Just so she could see how it works. Because her problem is that she's shy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She wants kids. She wants to meet people, but she doesn't ever want to go out.
Yeah.
Or she doesn't, you know, want to. She has zero drive to do all that stuff. So I just want to put it out there with maybe a fake I'm going to catfish someone. I just realized what I said.
Yeah, you're going to catfish someone for sure.
But I told her, I'm like, you just let me set it up for you because you don't have to act on anything. You could go on it and say no to everyone like you're shopping online.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
yeah.
Just wait until the moment you feel comfortable. Get to know it for a few months. I don't know. And then maybe you'll decide to use it.
Yeah, I think if her headspace is that she's interested in dating,
yeah.
And if your brother's headspace is that he's interested in dating, that's great. And then I think that is where, like, wingman can be.
Yeah.
Wingman, you be helpful or whatever.
You're supporting him.
Yes.
Bethany, do you think you'll ever find yourself in that headspace ever again?
I don't know. I was telling one of my friends yesterday, actually. Like, part of the reason that I don't want to date is because this is the first time since I was, like, 5. No exaggeration. I had my first crush when I was 5. To whatever extent that was, but like I was heart sick for LeVar Burton from Reading Rainbow, like heart sick. This is the first time since then that my heart has not been pining after someone, healing from someone, being like filled with drama. Like my heart is in a perfect stasis of being fine for the first time in my life. And I do not want to do anything to potentially mess that up. Like I had a kind of dangerous crush on Dan Levy from Schitt's Creek on Pop TV. You can watch it on Netflix. It's amazing. But like he's so handsome and totally my type. But like after 2 weeks, I got over it. And that was a relief. Like
this sounds kind of friggin' wonderful.
Wait, it's great. So, but let me ask you this. Would you be open to a friend setting you up?
No.
But before you said part of it is weeding through the good ones and the bad ones.
But that's what dating is. Like, it's not about swiping through. It's about, like, going on a date and realizing that this person low-key hates black people.
Yeah.
Like, it's, or this person doesn't know how to spell, or this person... Mm-hmm. You know, has like the worst laugh ever. You know, just like these little things that you...
A horrible case of flatulence.
Right.
There's a pill for that.
That can never be cured.
There's a gas X.
Or like they, you know, just like... It's and then when you are somebody who has a lot of things to do, you've just given up like, you know, 2 hours with travel time for this person who sort of sucks.
Wait, what if you met the perfect guy? But his only thing was, before he leaves the house, it takes him 45 minutes to choose what shoes he's going to wear.
No, that would drive
me crazy. That was the only thing about him.
That would drive me crazy.
No, because I dated a sneakerhead, and it's like, maddening.
What if you found the perfect guy, and his only thing was he had an addiction to cereal?
That would be fine.
That's just liking breakfast.
Yeah. I mean, I just am not interested. I just don't want to give up my time. Even if the person is amazing, I just don't want to give up my time because I'm having too much fun not having to give up my time.
What if that person is Kate McKinnon?
Kathleen, what are you doing? What's wrong? Wait a minute. Now I actually think the joke is over. Now I think you really did make this just to learn about Bethany.
I don't know.
By the way, I was talking to a girlfriend over the weekend who dated women for a while because she just was curious and like was into it. And it made me think, like, do I want to date women? And I think that I do, except I know that I couldn't, like, go all the way. That's not where my – I just am not drawn to that, but I'm totally about, like, making out. So – but then I was like, that's not fair to a woman who – is looking for a girlfriend to just like be like, I'm just curious. That's not fair. But I think I'd be more likely to have like a girlfriend with benefits than
Can
I would be the day-to-day dude.
Can we look at a phone? There has to be a site for women with this exact...
Who just wants to make
curiosity.
Out.
Curiosity.
Yeah.
There has to be. There's something for everyone. I'm sorry. If there's now a dating site for people who love Yeezy, there needs to be a dating site.
Wait, is there?
Yep.
I haven't been keyed into the popular culture for a while.
Congratulations. That's what you've been missing.
What is it? The farmer's one?
There's a bacon lover's one.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe. Girls who want to make out with girls.
I think it has to be a thing.
Please Google that and tell me what comes up.
Did you guys watch Black Mirror, right?
Yes.
A few episodes, yeah.
Did you see the episode with the dating app simulation?
No.
Okay. I don't watch Black Mirror, but it's only because I'm a very affected heart.
Yes.
And a lot of them are a little heavy.
They are.
Like, I still can't get over the one time where a guinea pig gave up someone.
Spoiler.
It's just a guinea pig with the thing. You don't know where it is. You don't know what we're talking about. It's a whole show.
Yeah.
He's not a famous guinea pig. So anyway, there's one episode which I love, and if you're curious and you also avoid it because you have a heavy heart, it's the more recent season, and it's called Hang the DJ, just like
I've
the
heard
Smiths
it's amazing.
Song. It is so good, and it won't leave you miserable, heartbreak, sad. But what I can tell you without ruining anything is it seems like very, very, very futuristic dating app. It's like if Bumble was put on speed and crack and pushed 200 years in the future. Like, you're in, within the first 10 minutes, you're talking to someone. It's like an Apple Home, and she's like, you've been set up with a match. And you go out and you go on a date with the match, and at the same time, people would press a button that says 3, 2, 1, and it tells you how much time you have with that partner.
I saw this episode.
So it could be 36 hours. You're like, I guess we're kind of having a one night stand. Or it could be like, wow, 2 years. Okay.
Wow.
We're in this. And then the app keeps talking to the people in the beginning saying, you say in this because we learn about you in this amount of time, and 98% of people find their perfect match by the end of it.
That's amazing.
So it's all for a reason. So one guy in the very beginning gets set up with this girl who clearly hates him, and they hit put shit at the same time. It says 1 year, and they're like, oh, all right. Like, he's trying to be so nice about it, and she's like, just don't talk. Like, and they stay together for the year. It sets you up in a house. It's a whole like virtual reality dating thing. And then Black Mirror twists happen throughout. But that's the beginning premise.
It's like in the show The Good Place with Kristen Bell and Ted Danson.
Oh, I hear that show is really good.
I've only seen like a few episodes, but you go to The Good Place and you get set up with your soulmate. And this one woman who is fabulous and like loves her image and is very image conscious gets set up with a Buddhist, I think, who doesn't speak.
Oh no.
And she speaks all the time, and she's slowly like getting really pissed that he never speaks back, and he sort of hates her talking all the time, but they're soulmates. I'm sure it progresses
over the seasons,
but it's very, very funny. It's similar. It's like, really?
Yes. Really? You guys need to watch this episode. Did you see it?
Yes, I did see it.
I loved it.
Amazing.
You should watch it.
I'll watch it.
Yeah, if you're looking for something good to watch on Netflix recent, like tomorrow, this weekend, next week, Black Mirror, binge all of it.
USS Callister was really good. I watched that one.
Yes.
I watched it a lot.
I can binge something this weekend. Not Black Mirror. It'll make me sad.
I'll tell you to binge watch Schitt's Creek. I've been telling you to binge
watch
it forever.
You have.
So good.
What was the little cookie you gave me about it last time?
I want to be David now, and I want to be Moira someday.
Not that part, but thank you for the extra.
You're
cookie.
Welcome.
No, the one where Eugene Levy's son writes it, and he knows his dad is the hair thing.
Yeah, so Dan and Eugene Levy, father and son. Eugene Levy is like in all the American Pie movies.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
You've seen
the
him
dad
in everything.
With the eyebrows.
Yeah, so he and his son created it, and then his son writes a bunch of the episodes, and his son knows what his dad hates, and so will write in things he knows his dad hates to make his dad do them. And so there's one episode like where his dad has to run a mile dress shoes, and then there's a scene in like the first or second episode, his dad has this full head of hair, and his dad doesn't like anyone to touch his hair in real life. So Dan Levy, my boyfriend, wrote this scene where his dad wakes up and the hotel ceiling has been leaking on him all night, and his head and shoulders are soaking wet, and he did it just to piss his dad off.
It doesn't even add to the plot. No. It just is a thing that happens.
That has legit happened to me before.
No, really?
I'm sleeping and I wake up and the roof is leaking on me. Yeah, in college, this huge bubble, like this pocket bubble formed underneath the paint in my room, and there was just a pinprick hole on it, and it was just leaking.
Did it start as a dream?
No, it didn't. I just woke up, and I was like, what is this?
That's amazing. You're so lucky it didn't, like, let go and pour all of this brown water.
But
you.
No, it was like a huge giant wall pimple.
Oh, well, thank you for that.
Delicious. Okay, so back to dating, just to wrap this up.
Yes, what are you going to do?
Okay, so if you have experience with somebody who's not Bethany, because Bethany very clearly does not have any interest in dating.
Right.
But if you helped somebody get over their shyness, who was interested in dating,
yes,
like a sibling or a friend, or maybe it was you yourself,
yeah,
please email us at acquiredtastepodcast@gmail.com.
That's great.
Let me know your tips, because I'm going to Virginia for Easter, and I would like to read them before I address this with said brother.
I'm excited to hear.
Yeah, whatever you get, let's read them next week.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure there are a lot of people who would benefit from hearing that.
Absolutely.
Should we go around and say what we learned?
Yes, for sure.
Let's do it.
Okay. Sam.
I learned I need new headphones because these keep cutting out on me. And I keep having mini panic attacks. So I'm like, we've stopped recording. And then I look over and we're fine.
We're good.
Is that when you're walking down the street and only one earbud works?
Yeah. And suddenly you start walking in circles.
And then you have to give one ear a break and switch the good one to the other ear.
But these are like noise canceling headphones. So you guys are really crisp in my headphones. And then all of a sudden the earth is silent. Because
so
I can't hear you when it turns off.
Like when the lights start to flicker. And
yes,
you're like,
that's
am
what's
I
happening.
Having a stroke?
This is the audio version of that. Okay, I'll start with what I learned this week.
Yes.
Do you know how they always say don't go grocery shopping when you're really hungry?
Yes.
Okay, well, it turns out you shouldn't go shopping when you're really excited. So I was wrapping up my day of work. I was looking for a particular piece of paper in my book bag, and I come out with a $140 gift card to Macy's that Woo-hoo! I had from returning gifts from my birthday in August that
Amazing.
I forgot about. It must have fallen out of my wallet. It's like I see my handwriting on the card. I'm like, so I go to Macy's.
Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah.
I spent way more than $140-something bucks.
Best feeling in the world.
That's
I
why
did.
Gift cards are a thing.
It was bad news. I have two new... Apart from some BCBG things that were on sale, mm-hmm. but still pretty ugly expensive, I have now two new pair of Fry boots.
Oh. Yes,
Fry. Two pair.
Fries are the best. They last forever.
Two pair. One was 30% off. I went with that. And the other one was like a big steal as well, I guess. But that's just you making excuses for still unnecessary things.
It's like when something is normally $500 and is 30%
right?
off, it's still really expensive.
I have to have it. I'm like, and it's not really like me. I think that's why it happened, because I was so excited to see the gift card. And I'm like, I'm going shopping. And then I'm in the path train with like three separate bags. I go, what just happened?
I've made a giant
amazing
mistake.
Things just happened.
Don't tags take it are back. All still on. I'm giving it some time because of Macy's and their wonderful return policy. We'll see how I feel.
By the way, thank you for neither of you calling me out for not doing math and saying 30% off of $500 is expensive. I was waiting for something.
You're probably not wrong.
It's not an incorrect statement.
And I'm going to say probably not wrong, because I too am not math.
$150 off.
Is that why I ended up spending so much money accidentally? I did math like that.
Math is hard.
Actually, the only math I can do is 10% in multiples, because I do checks. I go out to eat.
There you go. Okay, who wants to go next? What was learned?
I learned this week that if you are concerned that the next generation, quote unquote, is terrible, because there's always like every generation thinks the next generation is just the worst.
Mm-hmm.
I heard something on the air this morning on NPR from StoryCorps, which is this thing that's been going on for years and years, where people who don't normally have access to, you know, recording their history or whatever, like sit down and have conversations with each other.
Oh, I love this on NPR.
It's great. Huh. And so there was one this morning that made me cry. It was incredible. It's this mother and her 10-year-old son, and they were talking about active shooter drills. And you know how this is a thing now, because the march is this weekend in D.C. So she said to her son, you know, tell me what the active shooter drill looks like in your school. And so he said, you know, first thing is the teacher's supposed to move this table. But the first time we did it, she was having a hard time, so I ran over and helped her. And the mom was like, okay, what's the next thing? And he said, all of the students are supposed to back up against the back wall, but I decided to stand in front of them so that I would be the one to take the bullet. He's 10.
Oh my
and
God.
And the rest of this mother's interview with him is so amazing.
Wow.
And you can take it as a heartbreaking thing, but you can also take it as a, this boy is going to be a good male person in our community. Like his mom did something amazing.
What a protector.
Yeah. And so I just found the link. So I'm going to post it on our Twitter and Facebook.
Yeah.
And it's just worth a listen and take whatever you want from it. But mostly just take what an incredible boy this is. And we're so lucky that he's going to grow up to be an incredible man. He's just amazing. And it's wonderful. That's so lovely. That's what I learned this week. Yeah. Okay. It's really lovely. Kathleen, what did you learn this week?
Oh my, nothing as prolific as that.
No.
I learned that beans make different kind of fart smells.
No, I look up to Bethany because you've been very open, especially on this podcast, about mental health and erasing the stigma that comes with needing help with mental health. And something that I've been suffering for a very long time from is sleep anxiety.
Oh, what is sleep anxiety?
I lay down in bed and then everything that I haven't completed, every project that I haven't finished since sixth grade until 32 years old.
No.
It's just a list in my head and I stare at the ceiling and I can't sleep.
Yeah.
And particularly in a job where you can't ever finish for the day and totally be done with everything. And I really feel for all of the social media editors out there because we're on call like doctors.
Yeah,
24/7. Your title has such like a cute, kitschy, playful, like web girl Kathleen. Adorable. There's no such thing as that ever being done. You're a 24-hour project on your own. Constantly.
Yeah, and you always have to be plugged in, and it wears on me, and I, for like 2 years, I haven't been able to really sleep properly. So I finally said to my psychologist, I said, I'm dealing with this, and I've tried other ways, and I can't. And she prescribed me something, and I'm sleeping.
Yay!
And it's not a sleep pill because I'm scared of those. I'm afraid I would like never be able to sleep normally without one.
Yeah. Okay.
It's like it's just a pill for anxiety. And if this is something that you are suffering from, please don't be afraid to ask for help.
Yes.
There's no weakness in asking for help.
Kathleen. No, it's not your fault that you're having a hard time, but it is your job to advocate for yourself.
Yes.
And I love that you did that, Kathleen. It's, you know what? Some people look at mental illness and they're like, oh, you just want to take a pill because you don't want to pull yourself up by your bootstraps, or you're like just kind of sad, so suck it up. No, if you had diabetes and there was medication that would help you live, you would take that medication without shame.
Yeah.
It is an unseen illness that exists in your body. Well, so is mental illness.
Yeah.
And if there's something that can help you live a better life, take that medication. No shame. Modern medicine exists to help us.
And keep the conversation going, too. Even if you're not necessarily someone who's affected by this stuff, you could be just as present in the conversation. In fact, you know what? We could encourage, we have a Facebook group to plug.
Oh, yes, we do.
We could start a conversation, or they can. We have nothing to do with that.
Yes. There is a Facebook group called, if you search on Facebook, an Acquired Taste fan group.
Which is amazing.
They're amazing, and the admins that run it are very good friends of ours, and we just want to give them a shout out because they're looking to grow the group, and lots of amazing stuff goes on in there.
Love them.
Yeah, so hopefully that, you know, maybe after this they'll carry the conversation there. Tell us. What can we come up with a better phrase? I don't like what's wrong with you, because the word wrong has a negative connotation.
What you got going on?
What you got going on? What you got going on?
Yeah.
I have a horrible relationship with my mother. What about you?
I ruminate at night.
You know, I like these conversations because sometimes somebody is suffering and they don't even know what their options are.
Yes, it's true. Or they think that they're the only ones.
Yeah. Or they come from a family where this kind of stuff is not talked about, or it's not accepted.
Or it's normal. Yeah. In my family, it was just being called a worrier.
Yeah.
It turns out everyone in my family had crippling anxiety. My grandmother hasn't slept in years.
Yeah.
But it's just normal. We're just worriers.
Yeah.
But it turns out it's anxiety disorder and there's help for it.
Yep. So that's why I like these conversations. Mm-hmm. It gives a little bit of insight to maybe somebody who doesn't know what's going on with them.
Yeah. I love that, Kathleen.
Wonderfully.
important.
I love you guys.
I really also kind of like blanket because this, when we recorded in the studio, you know, beforehand, it was, you know, we were all facing a table and albeit the table is rounded, so we're kind of facing each other. This is nice.
Yeah, we're all about 10 inches away from each
other. We're all up in each other's grill, forced to stare at each other's beautiful faces.
Before we started recording today, we were having this sort of like conversation about hiring a somebody who like constructs things out of wood. Carpenter, that's the word I'm looking for.
You know, not a plumber, it's an electrician.
Or a foam covered yurt.
Yes.
What the hell
a collapsible
yurt. What's
a yurt? I just learned about a yurt. Gwyneth Paltrow loves these things.
Well, then we can't afford one.
But they're V expensive.
There we go.
Just look up yurt. It will self-populate in Google if you type in Y-E-R.
Do you do POD in a yurt?
I think you could. Okay. Also, there's an episode of Difficult People, which I binged, where they accidentally do peyote, and it's wonderful. So, anyway, we need to wrap this up.
Okay. We got stuff to do.
Thank you again. You guys are just incredible and for being so patient with us as we got all our power cords in order.
Yeah, hoping to get this cleaned up. And I know we've been saying that for weeks, but there's new information learned every time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we have two fresh boxes in my studio of tech equipment to unpack and set up for a more permanent home. Now we just need apparently a yurt.
A yurt. And thank you to my production partner, John Sosis, for, again, letting us use your equipment.
Sounds like you just called him a dick.
My production partner. Follow us. I'm at Radio Bethany on Twitter, Miss Bethany Watson on everything else.
You go first.
I'm at Web Girl Kathleen on everything.
And I am at Sam_Rosalie on Instagram and Twitter.
Rosalie.
And then just search an Acquired Taste podcast on everything, you'll find us.
Come find us. We love you guys so much.
Oh, rate, review, subscribe on iTunes.
Yes, keep
please.
Up with us.
Yes, and thank you for sticking by us. We know we haven't been releasing regularly on Wednesdays.
But it will get better.
We're just in a regular period right now.
Yeah. As Dan Savage says, it gets better. And it applies to being bullied and also to podcasts.
We're like a fine wine or a brie cheese.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.